So my name is Justin Dela Cruz. I work for the National Center for Data Services, which is a center in the network of the National Library of Medicine. And I'm a program specialist there. And what we work on is education for medical librarians on data services, which can include research data management and data science. So we develop classes, we bring people together for conversations, we develop online resources, all in the aim to get libraries educated in this area so they can do work at their institutions and feel better and about the work that they do. So my background is in basically working in technology and libraries. I've worked in public and academic and now medical libraries and mainly teach about understanding technology. Trying to make a digital public space while using the public library as a template is going to be very difficult. So if you think about, like, in a public library, you're in a space where you can choose your level of engagement. Usually, you can go and see what events are happening. You can go and talk to staff members if you want to, or you can sit on your own in a cubicle or with some friends at a table, and you can kind of choose your level of engagement. Online, it's a lot harder to do that without feeling obtrusive. If you think about going to a website to look up something and the chat box pops up at you, that might be helpful for you, but most of the time I don't find it helpful. I find it kind of annoying, and I'm sure other people might find it helpful, but trying to hit that threshold of the service is there, you can see what other people are doing, you can see that staff are there helping out if you need them and they're approachable, but finding that balance of showing that. And also thinking about if somebody's doing GMAT studies, driver's license studies, work, thesis research, you can't put that all on the homepage of a library page or a digital public space. So what do you have on the landing page? You know, you can't have 100 or 200 items that people can choose from. That would be way too much. So design, I think, was a really good point. You have to really think about that and just test some stuff out. And I think it's going to be different from the things we've seen before. And so it's hard to imagine what that would be like.
Have you ever experienced a digital public space that you enjoy being in yourself?
Probably not. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I would say, yeah. So I've done some Wikipedia editing, and I see parts of the community I like and parts that I don't like. I think that's going to be true for anything. But I think that the way they've built it and really developed it and worked it out has been one example that's pretty good. I mean, it's sustaining itself. It definitely has its flaws, but I think the people that are into it, I mean, they're doing all of the work for free. So if you consider that getting people to engage with the space on a voluntary basis, I think is going to help out a lot. And I think about that kind of thing with, like, contributing to open source projects and coding, which I haven't really done, but I've thought about doing, freely sharing educational materials and things like that. I think a lot of them are still kind of business spaces, but if I did enjoy a public space, it'd be like Wikipedia, where I can choose my level of engagement and I can choose to talk to people or not and follow what they're doing or not. So I think it has a really good system for level of engagement, deciding that rather than getting pushed on you. So I think, to go off on a slight tangent, I think that social media is the opposite, where they push engagement on you. So signing up and then you have to follow people and then you have to do this to do that. And I think that would be a wrong method to use here, and that the other way would be more helpful, to opt in pretty much for everything. I think a public space online would have to be curated, and it would have to be monitored, for lack of a better word. It would have to be, like, regulated and tended to, because it is a community and people are going to do stuff and offend each other, as well as come together and share views and stuff like that. So there does need to be some kind of mitigation process. I flip back and forth from being an introvert and extrovert, and sometimes it feels good to just kind of go around other people, even if I'm not talking to them. And it feels kind of supportive. Like, I'm in the space, I chose to come here to work, and other people are doing that too. I think that's really great. And also there's the off chance that I might see a neighbor or friend there. And usually when I do, if I'm in a bad mood, then it kind of perks me up if I see somebody that I know. So I think there's always that kismet or chance that you could run into somebody you know, or develop a relationship with the staff in terms of like talking to them. And I felt a lot of that as a worker in libraries, that especially in public libraries, developing personal relations, like not like deeply personal, but like recognizing patrons as they come in, I think is the part of their day that's meaningful to them. So I think that's important to consider too.
Yeah, the idea of being just there, I think, is really interesting to me in a digital space. To me, the internet equivalent is being a lurker.
Yeah.
But being a lurker in an internet space is not the same as being a lurker in a physical space. Like in a physical space, everyone can see you and you can see them. But if you're just lurking on like a forum, I don't know, or like, you know, a social media site, you're not there to everyone else.
Yeah. I think that's a good point. Yeah, I was just going to say something about super users in the sense that I think I read that the majority of people who read things online are lurking or not commenting. And that certain sites or communities get a reputation based around a very small percentage of super users. So I was trying to make an analogy, but I don't know if it's there. But I do think there are some library super users or library champions, as we like to call them. But I think that's a different, I wouldn't draw that direct comparison. Mm. But yeah, I think your point is really well said, that it's a different medium of engagement. So that's why I think what I was thinking about when you sent this material is that a lot of our technology is built off the last generation of technology. So we had the keyboard from the typewriter, from typesetting, I guess, or whatever it was. We have the save icon on our Word because it's like a disk and we don't use disks anymore. So the idea is that like every time we build new technology, I mean, at least the business sense is that you have to get something that people are somewhat used to so they don't think it's completely alien. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of the digital public space, I think, is what we're trying to do is build it off existing things. And it's just not really there yet. Because we have the public library, we have social media, and it feels like it should be a blend of that. But I don't think we know what that blend is yet, because those are two very different, no matter what anyone says, those are two very different things, public libraries and private business. However, I did feel, and I'm going off on a tangent, so feel free to redirect as needed. But one other thought I had in this material is that when I worked at the public library, I was in charge of a tech lab with a bunch of tablets and gadgets and things to introduce people to new technology. And our director was very focused on recreating the Apple Store experience, which I thought was really interesting in a way that I didn't think was applicable, because they're a for-profit company. They're building a brand, and we're a library that I suppose is also building a brand, but having different intended outcomes and audience and expectations and things like that.
Do you think, because as you were talking, I was like, okay, yeah. So like, you know, physical public libraries, yeah, have their strengths. You go to different libraries for different things. Which made me think, like, would it be important for a digital public library to be linked to a physical space? Or would it be better somehow to like make digital public libraries organized around something else?
Better in terms of what would be the outcome? So better for what?
I guess community building. Like I can give you an example of what I'm thinking. Like we could have the New York Public Digital Library, or we could have the Transgender Digital Public Library.
I see what you're saying. That's a great question. When we've talked about digital public library, I've thought about an all digital space with no physical location. And one reason I did was because we already have physical public libraries. They already have digital presences. They're not going to go away. Those are things that's just going to stay around. So when I thought about this new concept, I thought about it sort of in a vacuum of like by on its own. And one reason I think about that is because, I don't know if we talked about this, but like digital access and like people's access to the internet and access on devices. And I think it would be important to try and include like mobile users, because I think there's a lot more smartphones out there than computers these days in America across the population, and trying to think about access in that sense. So also the role of the library, I'm not sure we talked about, but I think that's kind of what your question's about. Like, should it be tied to an existing institution or idea, or should it be able to transcend boundaries or whatever? And I think that it would be really neat to develop something like your second example, where it's a specific digital platform, maybe around separate subjects. Maybe you can have a series of digital public libraries. I think I hadn't thought about that, and I think that might be a more interesting concept. Yeah, I like that more, actually. I think we should have a series of digital public libraries around different topics. And I only say that just to repeat like what I said, there's physical libraries people can visit. And I think that if more people had digital access to something like that, then they would probably use it. I think some people are limited by mobility and can't make it to physical libraries. And some libraries do services around that too. But I think to try and be more concise, a series of digital public libraries on different topics would be awesome. And I think they would not need a physical representation to be successful or beneficial for their role.